welcome in a weekend that is full with heartsick sorrow and with mourning. We gather together this day to witness to the life of Michael Kwabena Benson, the life he led, and the life eternal to which God is calling him. It is a full weekend. Many of you were together last night for time of visitation. Many of you will continue from here to the burial site at Swan Point Cemetery. You may also be returning here to the church downstairs for a time of refreshment following the burial this afternoon. Many of you will gather this evening for a final tribute. Tomorrow, Sunday morning, the Lord's Day, we will be here in worship at 10 a.m. and again in a service of celebration and thanksgiving at 12 o'clock noon, American time. We hope to see you at all of these opportunities. Hear the words of the Lord. When we were baptized into Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead to glory in the Father, he may also have been raised to new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we certainly shall be united with him in a resurrection like his. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, shall live. And whoever believes in me will never die. Jesus also said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. As the Father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear the Lord. As a mother comforts her children, so I will comfort you, says the Lord. Seeking God's comfort and peace, we gather this day in the Lord's name. Let us pray. Eternal God, maker of heaven and earth, you formed us from the dust of the earth, and by your breath you gave us life. We glorify you. Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, you tasted death for all humanity, and by rising from the grave you opened the way to eternal life. We praise you. Holy Spirit, author and giver of life, you are the comforter of all who sorrow, our sure confidence and everlasting hope. We worship you. O God, we thank you for your servant, Michael Kwabena Benson, for the gift of his life, for the love and mercy he received from you and gave to us. Meet us now in this time and place, we pray. Amen. Will you please join me by standing and singing together our congregational hymn, How Great Thou Art.
Throughout all times and places, people of faith have turned to the pages and the writings of Holy Scripture for God's word to us, for comfort and challenge, for inspiration and consolation. May the Spirit add its witness to our reading of the holy text this day, that they may speak to us in the deepest places of our need. Our first scripture reading this morning is from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you.
Thank you.
I'd like to invite Anita Adjumong forward for our gospel reading this morning.
Hallelujah. Surely the songwriter was right. It is well with our soul. Our second reading is going to be taken from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 6, and I read. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may also be. Chapter 4. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to me except through me. No one comes to the Father except through me. Amen.
Amen. Our third reading from Scripture today will be by John McCarty. Invite him forward at this time.
God's love in Christ and Jesus. In love of all this, what can we say? And God, if God is for us, who can be against us? Certainly not God, who did not even keep back his own son, but offered him for all of us. He gave us his son. Will he not also freely give us all the things? Who will accuse God, God's chosen people? God himself declares them not only guilty. Who then will condemn them? Not Christ, Jesus, who died, or rather who was raised to life and has his own right side of God, pleading with him for us. Who then can separate the love from Christ? Can trouble do it? Can hardship, persecution, or hunger, or poverty, or danger, or death? As the scripture says, for your sake, we are all in danger of death at all times. We are treated like sheep that are going to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we have completed victory through him who loved us. For I am certain that nothing can separate us from his own love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the present nor the future. Neither the world above nor the future nor the world below. There is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is all out through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Thank you.
God is good, and all the time. How can we say this? How can it be that God is so good all the time, even in this time, even on this day? How can it be? It is with heavy hearts and tear-filled eyes that we gather on this day to celebrate the life of one who was taken from us much too soon, much too young. Michael Kwabena Benson. He was a father and a husband, a son and a brother, an uncle, a friend, a boss, a co-worker. He was so much to so many. We are here today not only to remember his life, but to bear witness that in death, as in life, Michael belongs to God. By our prayers and songs today, in our reading of Scripture and reflection on it, we point away from death as the final word and toward Christ, the Word of life, the one who brings eternal life. Now, it has been amazing to me over these past weeks to see how many of you have mobilized to support Mike's family. In the midst of deep pain and the separation of death, there has been through it all a sense of family and community coming together. Amen? So many of you in these weeks since Michael's murder have gotten together to talk and to cry and to laugh and to remember the life of this one who died too young. So many of you have been over to visit with Auntie Gladys and Bob. So many of you have gotten to sit with Andrew and with Katie. So many of you have been over at Lisa's house, giving Kyra and Kendon hugs or high fives. So many of you have traveled to be here today. You've traveled long distances, crossing international borders, state lines, putting aside your daily routines to come and mark this time and this day as different, as special, and blessed by our God. In the face of death, the death that seeks to separate us, there has been the clear signs of the Spirit of God in our midst and at work, bringing us together. That's the word that I want to talk to you about today. The word is together. It's a word that I was hearing over and over again. In that psalm that we heard earlier, the psalmist asks, "Where can I go from your presence, or where can I flee from your spirit?" This is a question that's addressed to God. It's asking, is there anywhere I can go, anywhere I can flee, anywhere I can be where you, O God, will not be with me? The psalmist discovers that the answer is no. That God is eternally together with us. That God is calling us to be together with one another, especially in a time like this. Of all the reflections and memories about Michael that I've heard in the past few weeks, that is generosity, his playfulness, his helpfulness, his hard work. The thing that stood out to me most is that Mike loved being together, didn't he? He loved getting together, spending time together with the ones he loved and cared about. Mike loved being together. I remember the surprise on Mike's face one night when I ran into him downtown at a reggae concert. Of course, he was together with Lisa, the love of his life. I remember the pride on your face, Auntie Gladys, at having Mike and his whole family together here with you in church these past months. Mike loved being together. He loved riding bikes with you, Kendon, with you, Kyra. He loved working together with you, being on a job site with you, Bob, making plans together. I don't know how anyone can really like moving sofas or boxes of books, but Andrew, somehow he loved moving you out of New York and toward grad school because you did it together. Katie, relaxing together with you around the house on a weekend was one of the highlights for him, one of his favorite things, to be together. I think Mike would have loved to see us all together here today. Do you think? Do you think Mike would be pleased to see so many familiar faces, so many old friends, so much family, so much love in a room that was brought together by hate, by a hateful act, which is being overcome by love? Because you know, the one who loved to be together is now apart. He's been separated from us in a way that no one expected, that no one was prepared for. His death was sudden, and it was tragic, and it was confusing. Even now, questions remain, don't they? Questions in your hearts or in your minds. Why did it happen? Who did it, and why? What will happen next? And especially, will justice ever be served? But along with those questions that are out there, there are also questions in here. Questions that sit with us in long watches of the night. Is Michael far off from you, O God? Is there any word of hope for we who dwell together in the land of sadness and sorrow, of deep shadows and grief? Will this act of violence, this tragedy, keep our brother Mike from you? Or will it separate you, O God, and separate us forever from our brother, our son, our husband, our father, our friend? What can we say about these things? The clear promise of Scripture is that although we live in a world where hatred and violence are real facts of life, that over and above it all, we have a God with us, a loving God, who chooses to be for us, even when everything else in life is conspiring against us. God is with us. God is with you this day. Listen again to the words of Scripture. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword or gunfire or grief? No. 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 In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Amen? Amen? We hold fast to the promise of faith that God will wipe away every tear from our eyes, that God claims us, that God claims even you, that God claims even Michael, even in life, even in death. And this is the resurrection hope that we cling to, that we gather around, that we sing, that we pray, especially in these days. And Michael is not cut loose and separated, but he is called into an eternal home with our God. Jesus said, "In my house there are many dwelling places. I go to prepare a place for you." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this day you will be with me in paradise." My friends, may you rest in the peace of knowing that Michael is at home with God. And may Michael rest in God's peace for all eternity. Amen. At this time, I would like to invite two people forward. First, Michael's brother Andrew, to share some reflections on behalf of himself and the family. Andrew.
Akwaba. Your friend may Andrew Kwabena Benson. Welcome. My name is Andrew Benson. I'm the brother of Michael. And I must say that Pastor Dave must have some spies, because a lot of what he said is what I was going to write about. But I think basically it just reinforces the type of person that my brother Michael was. And as many times as someone can reiterate that, then it must be true. So I just want to share a couple words about the type of person he was to both me and my family. Michael Kwabena Benson made it big. He was in fact a big man. I remember during the year 2003, when he and the rest of the family made a pilgrimage back to Ghana for a family reunion. My brother Michael and I were initially overwhelmed with the extremely large number of cousins, aunts, uncles, and family members that we were meeting for the very first time. It may have taken Michael some time to master everyone else's name. However, from the very first few moments that he shared his warm and endearing personality with everyone else, he was immediately dubbed Big Brother Mike. We had relatives who came from other parts of the world for the special gathering, but for some reason, Michael stood out. Big brother, the firstborn of two sons and one daughter. Everyone thought of him as if he was their own brother. A casual observer might look at him amongst family and friends in Ghana and say he looked like a celebrity basking in the comfort of everyone else. But that wasn't it. Instead, he was simply finding solace and pleasure by being around other people and making them happy. Was I slightly envious? Perhaps. I reasoned, why is he the only big one? What about big brother Andrew? Or big sister Katie? Well, maybe they don't use the term big sister back in Ghana, but I know they use the term big brother. So what is it that I'm missing? We come from the same gene pool, and I like to think that I have fairly large muscles too, but I don't know what it is. You know what? It didn't matter. Michael was a man beyond my years, and everyone else knew it. I knew it too, but I just forgot how quickly it took everyone else to realize that. The term big described Michael in many ways. He was physically large and strong. When Michael and I were children, he would protect me from bullies and teach me how to stand up for myself. I knew that I could always depend on my big brother to stand tall by my side and to love and protect me from any sort of harm. He did the same for our sister Kate.